we're trying to discourage bears from getting into our garbage the first time.
That's right.
Because once a bear does become habituated to human food, it's almost an irreversible problem, isn't it?
We do have some really interesting data from the collar work that they've done over in Juneau, where they collared black bears, and there's some different ages of black bears, but the bears, once collared and pushed out of the area, would actually move upslope and spend sometimes 2 to 3 weeks up there, forage around on natural foods, and then would make a raid. And if they made a raid into town and they found something, they would stick around. But if they made a raid into town and didn't find much, they went back up on the hillside. And that's what we want. It'd be nearly impossible to keep brown bears out of Sitka. I mean, just totally exclude them. We could keep killing them, but you open up a good habitat and you're going to have other bears move into it. So actually, the best situation you want to have happen is that bears that do establish a home range which involves Sitka don't become conditioned or habituated to trash. They come in, they look, they don't find much, they go back up on the hill.
Why does garbage attract bears, but properly managed compost doesn't?
That's a good question. And you may remember that a couple of years ago, we actually had a compost clinic, per se, to talk about that. Bears' sense of smell is very good, very, very good. Their eyes are about equivalent to ours, but their noses are very, very good. And there's some research that shows that they can pick up some scents at 17 miles. They can camp out on the hillside and kind of sift through the odors coming up and make that determination. But compost, if it's done here, and what's been recommended is that you don't put processed foods into it, you don't put meats, you don't put butter, oils, something that maintains a scent for a long time. There are lots of people here that do that and may have a bear come down, and out of curiosity, I mean, they'll dig through a garden. I mean, they are curious, but the idea is that they're not picking up anything to really make them stick around. And a good example of this is the compost and the community garden behind Blatchley. If that was truly an attractant, we would have bears come down there and spend more time. They can get to that by circumventing around Swan Lake and crossing over from the ball field and down to it, but they don't.
A lot of people have sort of been peering into the language of the bear ordinance, trying to find flaws in it, but what is the main thing to keep your eye on?
If you look at the work that's gone into identifying what Sitka's issue with bears is, where and how it occurs, look at the bear behavior, and look at what people have done on their own, and the basic thing it comes down to is that you take a personal responsibility for the garbage you create, and you secure it so a brown bear can't get to it. And it's not in absolute terms, but it becomes more absolute if you have a bear working in that area. So the ordinance in itself is intentionally vague. It was tough to get down to the technicality that some people are looking at. Sitka is it's a classic example, because about 90% of the households out there are controlling and managing their garbage in a proper way. The problem with bears is that they exploit the minority that won't do that. The biggest issue in the bear ordinance is less to do with bears as it is with public safety and your safety and your neighbor's safety around bears that are going to come through. And that focus just gets lost in some of this paranoia. The police and the troopers are not going to be out there popping the lids on your cans looking to issue a citation.
And it can't be fun for you to shoot a bear that's been conditioned to garbage in Sitka.
It's not fun, and that's the other thing that people lose in this conversation too. And the whole idea is that every time officers, whether it's fish and game, or the Sitka Police Department, or the Alaska Wildlife Troopers, or dispatch to go after a bear in a neighborhood, there's a significant risk of discharging firearms, whether they're high-power rifles that can kill a bear, or even shotguns with slugs. You start running around in a residential neighborhood, you got to be very, very careful, and the potential for something to go wrong is very real. That, I know it's in my mind every time that happens. I know it's in their mind every time it happens. And so that's the other big factor in here, is that's your last option. And you want to keep it as your last option. But once you get to that point, you can't minimize that risk anymore.